I can't wait to learn more about the instrument that you are about to hear. It's hard for me to describe them. They have frets that kind of look like sideways popsicle sticks. They stick out from the body of the instrument. They're absolutely beautiful, and we'll learn more about them once we get a chance to first hear this lovely quintet. We have four elementary school students along with their instructor, and they are known together as the Rejoice Ensemble.
Thank you.
What a beautiful sound that was, the Rejoice Ensemble. And let's talk to the instructor first. And could you introduce yourself and please tell me a little bit about the pipa? I would love to learn more about the instrument.
Oh, I'm so excited I'm here again. Yeah, my name's Yang Ji.
I can hear you better now. No, it's us, not you. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Tell me again.
Oh, okay. Hello, everybody. My name's Yang Jin. I'm a pipa player. I come from China. Yeah, my instrument called the pipa, P-I-P-A. It's a very traditional Chinese instrument. It's look like, yeah. We have four strings. We tone the A, E, D, and A.
A, D, E, E and A.
A, E, D, A.
Oh, so how interesting. So two A's.
Two A,
and then two and E's in the middle.
Yes.
So that creates a really interesting sound, and you can do a lot of rhythmic sounds on it, too. I noticed as you were playing, I heard a lot of
Percussion.
Yeah. And is that done by playing the strings or by tapping on the body of the instrument? By playing right on the wood?
Yeah, right on the wood. And some sound like two string. Yeah, like battle.
That's a wonderful instrument. Tell me about how you learned to play the pipa and a little bit about your family and just what it was like to learn.
I learned pipa from preschool, like 4.5 years when I, very young. And that age, we have no small pipa. Yeah, just have Liu Qin. Oh, yeah. Jessica played Liu Qin before. It's a very cute instrument, very small, yeah. When I was 11 years old, I went to Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing. It's a top music school in China. Yeah, I spent 14 years in the conservatory.
My goodness. Yeah. And how old is the instrument? It goes back centuries, doesn't it?
Mm. Please tell.
Oh, let's meet you. Who is this next to you?
More than 2,000 years.
More than 2,000 years. What's your name?
My name is Joyce.
What else can you tell me about the pipa? Are there other facts you know about it?
Like the pipa was first played on horses. Like they were played on horses while people were battling.
They would actually ride a horse and
they would play.
That would be, have you ever thought about what it would be like to do that? It sounds like it would be very complicated. How old are you?
I'm 7. I'm just 8.
Did you just have a birthday? What day was your birthday?
October 23rd.
Happy belated birthday. Would you like to say hello to anybody who brought you here today?
My mom.
Your mom? Brought you here. And what do you like about playing the pipa?
It's like a very unique sound.
Yeah, it is. It is very unique. Chad can give you a hand. I want to be sure we can hear you well. So it's a unique sound. Is it hard to learn how to play?
Well, yeah.
Have you been studying and learning to play for a long time?
Yeah, I started last summer.
And I'm trying to think. So that's not long at all. So you've been playing just for about a year, 1.5 years. Well, you sound great. What was the name of the song you just played? Do you know the name of what the song was?
Will You Give Me a Rose?
Will you give me a rose or please give me a rose? Very nice. Let's meet some of the other players now. And what's your name?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
And I know Jessica is at McKnight Elementary, right? And what school do you go to?
O'Hara.
And how long have you played now?
about 1 year.
And what do you like about playing?
I like the sound of it and like what you have to put on your nails to play it.
Oh, tell me about that. What do you put on your nails?
You put on fake nails. If you use your real nails, they don't break.
I see. So they look like little thimbles, but they don't have tops on them. So those are your fingers at the top, but they wrap around. Is that right? They wrap around. So you still have your fingertips available. Am I seeing that right? How interesting. And why do you need to, so they don't break, but what would make them break? Is it just the strings are hard? If you played without them, what do you think it would feel like?
It would probably not make that good of a sound.
Oh, so it has to do with getting a good sound too. Very interesting. Who brought you here today?
My dad.
Well, I'm so glad to meet you and that you're here. And we're going to meet the other two players in our group who I believe are brother and sister. What's your name?
Josh.
Hi, Josh. How old are you?
9.
And you're the fourth grader in the group, the oldest person in the group. How long have you been playing?
For about 2 months now.
Just 2 months. I noticed that you were drumming a lot. You were playing rhythm in that song. Do you like doing that part?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun to watch you play. Who brought you and your sister here today?
My mom and dad.
Mom and dad brought you here. Well, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And also representing McKnight Elementary here, our youngest is Joshua's, I think we have, oh no, maybe I'm getting confused. What's your name?
Jessica.
It is Jessica. I thought so. And how old are you?
6.
And you're in first grade, right? And you've got one of these smaller peepas. What do you like about playing the peepa?
I like the sound.
It is such an interesting sound when you listen to it. And I hope you keep on playing. It's a very beautiful instrument, isn't it? I have a question for the instructor. Can you tell us a little bit about the tuning pegs at the top and also that beautiful decorative piece on the head? Yes, that looks like it's...
It's a flower made of some kind of stone.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
And I notice each instrument has a flower, some a little bit different than others, but they look beautiful.
Yes.
And the tuning pegs look like they're made out of wood with a little flower on the end, too.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful instrument. Well, after our next song... we'll talk a little bit some more, but next up you have another selection. What is it?
Can we play 恭喜恭喜, like a Happy New Year?
Oh,
New Year song.
Oh, a New Year song. Okay, we're ready to go. So here is Chinese New Year song from Rejoice Ensemble.
Thank you.
the Rejoice Ensemble playing here at the Saturday Light Brigade. So I wanted to turn to Yang again just to ask, do you have room for more students if there are students who would like to learn how to play?
Yeah, we have more students. Yeah, actually, our ensemble have more than 10 kids here. And like Joshua before, play piano, and some Joyce play violin or some kind saxophone or cello. Yeah, we have all, and some people play, some kids play dance.
And yeah. How can people reach you to if anybody is interested in studying with you? We can certainly, if they want to contact us, we can get them in touch with you. That might be the easiest thing.
Yeah, I have a website.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How do you find that?
www.yangjinpipa, like yangjinpipa.org.
Oh, that's easy. Yang, yangjinpipa.org. Org. That's easy. What would you like to play next?
We have a traditional song, you know, Peking opera. So, yeah, very traditional opera, something. And this song, I play something and all kids will sing it.
Oh, that will be fun. And then after that song, you have one more that you're going to play. What's that?
Peppa Pig.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we'll get ready to listen to both of them and hear again, featuring kids. We have Rebecca and Joshua and Jessica and Joyce, who are 9, 9, 6, and 8. They are here together as the Rejoice Ensemble.
Thank you.
What a pretty song. And I'm curious, can you tell me a bit about what the words mean to the opera that we just heard?
When my grandpa was little, like, he was at this place playing. And at China, there's this wall. It's, like, really red. And then he was saying, like, that wall was really tall. And then, and that wall was really, like, next to his house. And then he was eating this traditional Chinese, like, treat. It's, like, these, like, nuts, and then they have honey over it. And then when his grandpa was small, they, like, China was really poor. So if they ate that, it was like a big party for them.
That's a good explanation. Thank you for – that was really a good explanation. That was from Joyce. And now our last song, it's Peppa Pig. And is there anything special you'd like us to know about Peppa Pig? Everyone's being their own spokesperson. What can you tell us? This is Rebecca.
Peppa and George.
Well, let's just let the music speak for itself. I want to thank all of you so much for being here today. And here is Peppa Pig. That was beautiful. Thank you, all of you, for being here today. The Rejoice Ensemble, and you can learn more about how the instrument is played and other instruments from musician Yang Yinjin. It's YANGJIN PIPA, PIPA.ORG.